It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. It's Mark Husson. This is Mark Husson's Astrology Hour, coming to you live November 4th at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. on the East Coast. The moon is in Sagittarius. What do you think? I told you in my Facebook post, people are talking about this being the most consequential time in history, particularly U.S. history. And all it is me coming on the radio. Isn't that crazy? Wow. I love it. Oh, well, to each their own, right? So I hope you're doing well. It is a Sag moon. We are going to have fun today. It is so interesting how the week is unfolding. I know people are so anxious, and I know it's election week. Everybody's on something, whether it's on their anti-anxiety drugs, on the radio, on the TV, meditating, pulling away, not doing anything, rebelling. It's just like, it's whatever you do to be you, right? And so I hope that we can help here over at 12 Radio and 12listen.com sort of help get your mind off things, ease the worry and stress. Look, I look at it from an astrological perspective, and many of my colleagues do. And it's beautiful. What's happening is unbelievable. It's like really a ridiculous time of complete consciousness shifting. And by that I mean, one of the advantages of being an astrologer, and one of the things that I'm really sad that people who don't really get it, like none of my heritage gets it. The people in my immediate get it completely. But, you know, it's like, imagine growing up, your aunts and uncles are like, oh, you're into that. Okay. And it's like, okay, yeah, I get it. You know, this is what you grew up with, and you kind of make your choices and you stick with them, or you don't, or you change them, or you get the pressure. You do what it takes to live your life and hatch from that sort of shell that gets put around us and the pressure that gets put around us to do life, to do what we do. And I think it's really important for each of us to remember that's our responsibility, okay? It's not the responsibility of your government. It's not the responsibility of your parent if you're an adult. It's not the responsibility of your mate, your partners, your friends. It's our individual responsibility to tap into some light, some way to live this life with information that supports our goals, our comfortable existence, if that's possible, because some people it's never going to be possible. But those of you listening to this, likely it's possible for you. It's possible for you to have a life that you can choose some peace, some comfort, some wellness in. Or you can torture yourself. You can say, if this doesn't work the way I want it to, I'm going to make everybody's life miserable. And you may not even be saying that, but think about what your affect is. Think about if you're so miserable at what's happening, how you're going to be around. What are you going to contribute to the sense of safety and well-being? And I'm not making you wrong. I don't want to shame you for being upset. I get it. Somebody, 50% of the world is going to be upset. I mean, it's that close. So you have a responsibility to kind of come into this with a sense of, well, okay, what's my local politics doing? What am I doing to wake up in the morning and feel the love of my family, or to contribute some light here in the house? Or when I go to the supermarket or you're seeing everybody else stressed out, what are you doing to put a smile on somebody's face or your own? Now, I know that sounds so cliche, and it's like sort of like, yeah, well, your rights weren't taken away, or you don't understand the serious. I get all that. But I also get that it is historic that we forget that because we get new information, we look back, and it's sort of like the fading affect syndrome, which means that once you learn something, in like a in the past, you get more and more information about what happened in the past, it's less and less scary. But so we forget what it's like to be in the past looking at, like, oh my God, the Iran-Contra affair, the 9/11, what's going to happen? Right? Matt, can you remember the day that the planes hit the towers? You didn't know what your future, yet tomorrow was going to look like. We did not know. COVID, most recently. And then as we come to, as we sort of pull out and we look in hindsight, it's less scary. We feel like we know more. That's what's happening now. There's so many question marks. What's going to happen? You know, like, what's going to be the outcome? And my life is going to go blah, blah, blah. We don't know any of that. We do know that we have some choices we can make in this moment to remind ourselves. We can, I'd say this, we have a choice to make in this moment to terrorize ourselves. No matter how much you think it's true, what you think is true, no matter how much you think it's true, you can't know. I can tell you astrologically, the shift in consciousness is real. That's why we can't predict this election. What's a shift in consciousness mean? Who will reflect that? I mean, if Trump wins, it could be that he has a revelation and completely becomes a different person and wants to be seen now because of, you know, his need to be liked or his need to be seen in a magnanimous way, that he does something amazing to make everybody happy, whatever. Or that Kamala gets in and changes consciousness forever because it's the first woman and she wants to make sure she does everything like beyond and above what any man prior to her has done. We don't know. We don't know. But you have certainly been programmed to believe what you think you know. You've been certainly programmed, and this is what my show is going to be about today. It's about how we bring a complex into our lives, because we're born with them. Did you all know that? We're born with complexes. And how they get projected onto the world around us is partly how we'll define how well we get to heal them and awake from them and overcome them. Because Jung is the one who developed the word for complex. He's the one that developed, like Freud was doing this thing called first ego something. It was just like, okay, so it would have been the Oedipus first thing, you know. It would have been, it had a weird name now that we're so used to this one. Let me just see, making sure that I'm getting, okay. Thank you. I'm just making sure, people were texting. I want to make sure that you all could hear me, and it looks like you can. So thank you, Jay, and thanks, Jay, for putting up the thing. I'm going to come into the room. If you haven't been in the room yet, if you want to come and see the chat, I'm sorry. Get over to 12radio.com, and when you get there, click the link on the left-hand side that says chat, and it'll bring you over. I'm going to go do that now so I can say hi to you guys. I'm sorry. I like to do that first, and I just got caught up in this excitement. So let me take a look and see how y'all are doing. When it says comments, you'll see a number by the word comments, and then it says most relevant. For me, change that most relevant word to all comments. And you will see Lynn Goldberg. Hi, Lynn. Most magical season, Scorpio. We are. It is happy birthday. I know you got one coming. I know you do. Good morning, Mark and everyone. Or did we already celebrate your birthday, Lynn? If we did, I apologize. I'm sort of like, I'm still adjusting to time changes. As much as I love this one particular, it is definitely throws me off a little bit because I have to sort of figure out, I don't know what the dogs don't set their clocks back. So they don't know what's going on. So it sort of throws me into the a little bit of a loop. Hi, Truly. Thanks for being here. It's really great to have you. Judith, welcome. It's so good to have you in 1-2 World. Friendly reminder, if your candidate loses and you want to leave the country, I can sell your house. That's Truly. Good for you, Truly. I love it. Let's make it work no matter what. Okay. Hi, Maureen. Good to have you here. Laura, thanks for being here. Hi, Tara. Monday, new day, new week, new me. Absolutely. Absolutely. Hi, Pamela. Hope that there's good news today amongst all the crazy. My birthday is today. Pamela! You can even lie to me. I'll believe it. Oh, my God. That's so sweet. Happy birthday. Oh, dear, dear Pamela. I hope it's a very special day. This is a very powerful chart to have today. It's Pluto at the very last degree. Your solar chart will have Pluto at the very last degree of Capricorn, making it very powerful, making it all the collection of Capricorn, all the strength of Capricorn is in today's chart for you. Happy birthday. Hi, Inga. Welcome. Dia, good. You should smile more. Scorpio, I love it. And Dia, I remember you're a Scorpio as well. Good to have you in the room. Hi, Penny. Maya, good morning, Mark. Everybody, Judith, it's so totally consequential. You and the 1-2 universal nuts that adore you. I think that makes for 12 million or more. That's sweet. Thank you, Judith. Quelly, blessings. Vote, please. I know people, I hope you all do vote. And you know, you know me, you should know me by now. I'm not neutral, but I have really pulled off as much neutrality for you as I possibly can. And I want to do that because I've learned so much. I've learned that there is like really a dualistic world. And one isn't right, 100%. One isn't wrong, 100%. But we love to have that thing to push against. We do. We love to think that we know the answers. And I get all that. I do. Stay by your beliefs. But really, you have to remember, brilliant people that you love might see the world a little differently. And that's why I want to talk about complexes today. So I'm going to get there. But yes, in honor of Quelly, she's asking everyone to vote. I second that emotion. If you haven't voted, make your voice be heard. Or if you choose not to, I support you. Still love you. Good morning, Mark and friends from Nadine. I thought I would send you a picture of one of my paintings this morning. Oh my God, that's a painting? Get out of town. That's amazing. I hope you all can see this thing. Damn. That's just so good. So I have zero talent. I love that. Nadine, good job. That's a treasure. And so many of you are so gifted. I think it has to do with the right brain propensity that's in the house. But I mean, and some of the left brains here are amazing as well. But geez. Hi, Audra. Yes, may we all be responsible for our own energy and thus what we contribute to the collective, embracing the dark and the light and becoming whole again. Audra, beautiful message. You guys, I can't really give this to you the way I want to. But I want to try to have you understand we're just passing through. Your responsibility doesn't get abdicated just because you're upset at this outside event. You have a part of you inside that is projecting a lot of this and projecting the fear. And when you align with that projection, when you say, yeah, it is terrible, you're basically having a little kid inside of you going, I'm scared. And you go, you should be. So there's a chance and a good chance for you to see that where this is scary for you and to offer some possible other alternative, which is maybe this isn't going to be the thing that brings down the entire government. Maybe in the history of our country. And maybe I can focus on bringing a smile to my life, to the people around me. I know it sounds corny, you guys, but you have to think, when you're walking around and you're freaking out and you're worried, you're not saying hi to your neighbor. You're not thinking about this could be your last day on earth or theirs. Bigger fish to fry than giving our attention to a bunch of millionaires who don't know that we exist individually. But we do have people that do know we exist. So I'm going to harp a little bit on it. I'll keep reminding you, but I want you to know I support every position that you're holding here, but my interest is using astrology to bring us into a place where we feel okay, where we like, okay, the nation isn't going to fall apart. They want you to believe it, so you'll be scared, because that's always been true. Those who can create the fear win, and that's everybody across the board. Astrologers who create fear win, Because guess what? You go to a reading, you go to an astrologer, and they say, oh my God, this is going to be one of the toughest years of your life. Well, guess what? You're going to come back and get more. What about this? Is it over? Did this happen? Blah, blah, blah. All right? So it's not fun to go to somebody and go, God, your life is great, because you're not always feeling great, right? It's nice to go to the person who goes, I can see this hurdle. Let's get over it together. Okay, and here's some of my suggestions, right? Okay. Hi, Eva. Thanks for being here, Renee. Thank you. Lynn, great conversation, Mark. So I so like to tap into the Course in Miracles statements in such turbulent times. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. I choose love over fear. Just saying it, Lynn, right? There is something so much more here. And I know some people, this is not the time for a lot of people where it's like, oh, we can't bring faith into this yet. All it's saying is you can choose where to put your attention. And one of the places you can put your attention is a place that remembers that you are from love. It's kind of cool. It really is. I'm such a dear heart-centered person on the Course in Miracles. And Kim Wapnick was like my dad, who I sobbed when he died, because he worked tirelessly to just send a message of you're okay, it's going to be okay, as and brilliantly as he could. So anyway, yeah, I'm a fan. Thanks, Lynn. Mark, thanks for the birthday chat. Not yet, but celebrating all month. P.S. November 13th. Oh, I love it. Oh my God, you were born on Friday the 13th, Lynn. Happy birthday. I'm so glad I got to know. We're going to talk probably before your birthday. Wait a minute. 1 week from today is... Oh, so we'll be able to talk to you next week and say it again. I love it. Thanks, Lynn. Okay, you guys, so here's the thing. Let's look at some of the transits that are happening. Now, I went through this great astrological magazine article, and it was about why presidential elections are so hard to predict. And one of the reasons they're hard to predict is they go back in time, like a lot, to Obama, they go back to Romney, Bush, running all the charts, looking at the progressions, putting their chart in the United States chart. And just when you think like Obama's going to have the worst square that you could possibly have, he takes it by a landslide. It's really hard. It's really hard to predict. Plus, what does predicting do? You have 50-50 chance of being right. And it, like, you think if that chance you double down on and you take it and you say it, what's that mean? Like, oh, you're that good of an astrologer? Or does it really lead credibility? Or is it just you, good job on the coin toss? I don't care. It's okay. I do look at them, but I don't know. I look at that and go, I don't know. You could see somebody, imagine that somebody's having their Jupiter return, they're running for president, and they lose. Jupiter return is supposed to be one of the 12-year cycles that are amazing. But what if that loss, that the person who won faces some of the worst things you could ever face as a president, that ages them 100 years? Because y'all notice when people are president, they look different when they're done, right? So what if that Jupiter return was that for the person? So, and I'm going to predict, oh, Jupiter, you're going to be president. It's stupid. In fact, predictions are kind of stupid. I can tell you the cycle that you're in and the current and the direction of the current, and I can encourage you to use that current to go, to move, do whatever you're going to do, do it. Like, let's move. I can't tell you it's going to be a success or not. I can tell you, though, it's a good time to move. Not like your house, or I can even say that if that's what your desire is. But a good astrologer, and I'm not saying I'm a good astrologer. There are so many people so much better than me, and I'm not just being humble. There are really good astrologers who know that it's about supporting you and keeping your head above water and managing the tone, the current, the energy around you. Because let's face it, day-to-day life, whew, right? It's like my friend said, it's another shampoo, rinse, repeat. You know, and it is sort of sometimes life feels like that. It's the same, it's a different day, same old thing. And so when this thing outside of us starts presenting itself as, okay, I want to give you an example. I'm going to cut that. I know exactly. I'm putting a pin in that thought because I know where it is. You know, people who go, I think of Oklahoma with, or like a picture something of your childhood that you just think of, like an Oklahoma farmer is what I was thinking, or a wheat field. And it just brings back such sweet memories. Or I remember, you know, the streets of West Virginia when I was young, and, you know, I have all this wonderful memory. Okay. Now, the truth is, I might go back there now and I'm seeing everything through that memory. I'm not noticing homeless people on the street. I'm not noticing the dilapidation of the place I used to live, because our places were pretty dilapidated. I'm not noticing because I'm seeing it through something else. Okay? That something else we're seeing through is very important, because that's the thing that is what complexes come from. Now, in the early theory of complexes from Jung, Liz Green, Freud, Janet, which is a predecessor of Freud, that Freud actually acknowledges, he didn't acknowledge many people. They said their idea was complexes were like a ton of tenants taking up a spot in your brain, staying out of the awareness of the other parts of your brain, and yet were triggered to come forward when something was a good hook for them. Now, let me give you an example. That childhood story I just told you. If that was one place you saw peace, then those voices in your head, the complexes that get started, know that, okay, peace means this address in the world. So you go to it and they come to life and you're seeing everything through the complex. Now, the same thing is true if you were mortified in that place in childhood and you go back to it and it's clean and it's painted pretty and everything. But the hook is, oh my God, I see that and I get sick. I want to throw up. We do that with people. We see people that make us sick. We want to throw up. I know. I hear all of you. And we think that's them. Right? That's why it's so hard to understand when somebody else looks at the same person and they're not doing that, that we're like, you're crazy. When it's really our insanity doing it. It's really our projection onto the horrors around us and the horrible thing that person is. And there is a tendency, and this is also a little Course in Miracles, Lynn, that we want to say that person is so much worse than me. I can't be related to them. I can't even, I'm nothing like them. Because they're this, 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 and this. But we have a shadow, and I can promise you, if we can throw the stone, it came from a place where it already was thrown at us, okay? It came because we understand that. That's why this whole thing about if you accuse somebody of something, the new line is, when they accuse the other person of doing it, it's either a projection or a confession, which is kind of both. So I know that's hard for us to really get, especially around the controversial figures that exist in the world today, that we're nothing like them, right? We're nothing like them, except when somebody that we don't like takes our side, we kind of like them again. It's like, it's so fickle. It doesn't matter though. I'm not saying we're innocent and we're guilty. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying these are arguments to give yourself to pull you out of the cycle where you need to be afraid and you need to think something's being done to you that you are innocent in. You can do this. You can pull out of the cycle that sort of wants you to be afraid. I'm serious. Is it really that hard? And it is for many of you, many of all of us. Is it really that hard to give up something that you're telling yourself is true that it might not be? Is it really that hard to say, I'm going to be okay no matter what happens? Or do you need to not be okay to keep your energy going, to keep the agreement going, to get everybody that agrees with you? Because you know that phenomenon that if somebody disagrees with you, we have to ostracize them. But we hate when other people do that, right? It's your way or the highway. you're so rude and mean. But then you're the same person who's going, oh, you don't believe, you don't see what I see in this person. You're evil. We're so willing to project that canceling energy out. And I do it. It's not like I don't cancel people. Trust me. I'm fully aware that I'm canceling, and I'm fully aware of the egregious part of me doing it, but I'm also fully aware of my right to do it, and as it is with yours. It may not bring me peace. It may be the wrong thing to do, but if that's the choice I'm making, if I literally stopped and said, do you want to make this choice? And the answer was, if the answer is, yeah, I do, then you do it. Because nothing is about you stopping and feeling like, this isn't about going, well, I am a terrible person. How can I call somebody else terrible? It's not that. I swear it isn't. This is about being as happy as you could possibly be in a world that fights against that at every step of the turn. And I can kind of promise you that this kind of special love we have for our team doesn't manifest the way we think it does. It doesn't, you think it might, you know, you think, you hope, but it's just like falling in love. This person is going to make my life amazing. This person will end all my suffering. This person will you know it, you know the thing. And it's the same thing I do with shopping. I need that thing. I got to buy it. I got to have it. I know it's like the thing I have to have. I got that from my mother. I blame her completely. I take no responsibility in my compulsive, disgusting trait of needing to have something that I think is just going to change everything. And I get it. And time and time and time and time and time again, it's like, so what? Because it isn't out here. And I tell myself that. It isn't out here. It's not that candidate. It's not that new toy. It's not how much money you make. It's, are you going to remember you have a choice to be happy in this moment and to give yourselves as many of those points as you possibly can, as many of those advantages to be happy. And it's not in the hands of somebody else. And I know for many people in a reality, in a world as shit laden as ours, because this world is crazy. There's murder on every level. That's just the truth. In that kind of reality, there are people who are having a really crappy time. And to hear somebody say, you should be happy, that's your goal. And they're in a prison their whole life, right? I mean, it's ridiculous. But if you're in a situation where that isn't you, you're not behind bars, you haven't been horribly locked in somewhere far, far away or mistreated, or you're out, you're free now, that you can sort of heal and you can sort of bring it home a little bit, then this advantage in this talk is for you. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to be on CA's show. It'll be an hour later than this tomorrow with Kat. CA will be gone for 2 weeks. I'm do that show, so I'll be here today and tomorrow. And tomorrow will be the election, so we're gonna continue to keep you happy. Kat will probably do readings. I don't think she can stop herself because it just comes at her, right? So that'll be fun, and I hope you'll join us tomorrow for that. I'm gonna hit refresh and check on you guys, and then we're gonna talk about, literally, we are gonna talk about the planets. They are doing some extraordinary things that I want you to be a part of. And so let me hit refresh here, please, and I'm coming right back in the room, and I can hit the comments. You guys have some things to say today. Thank you. All right. And I'm hitting all comments. And I'm scrolling down. Friend, thank you. You're so sweet. Thank you. I can't even say it out loud. I feel like, oh, I can't virtue signal. But yes, I can. I do it all the time. In fact, I told you all. Everything is virtue signaling now. Even my computer beeping at me. Siri is virtue signaling. Alexa is virtue signaling. I mean, it's like, stop it. You know, do you want me to tell you what time it is again? No! What's the temperature? It's 34. Or I say, hey, set a timer. Okay, a timer is set. Starting now. And I'm like, well, I didn't ask you to start it 100 years from now. Of course it's starting now. because I just like to be mean, and I get to be mean to Alexa. It's been really fun. I don't advise it just in case they inject her with AI, and then she's like, oh, wait to set you up. Okay, Jay says, top of the day to you guys. Welcome to Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Good to be here listening with you. Everybody loves Jay, and there's a reason for that. He's a sweetheart. Nadine is a jeweler and a painter. In a silly world, I'd say, I hate you because you're gifted. So this is a silly world. I love you, Nadine. That's awesome. Good for you. Keep sharing your work, please. You are so welcome to share it here. Hi, Jennifer. Jennifer Locksmee is an advisor at 12listen.com. We've been having crazy good sales, making it possible. And you guys, the connection is anonymous. I can't rave enough about this thing. I don't talk a lot about it because I hate being the infomercial for my own company, but it is where we make our money, and it is an opportunity for you to call anonymously, leave anonymous feedback. I swear to you, the guy that developed the software is a freak about your privacy. I adore him. I feel so lucky. I'll just leave it at that, to meet people that, like, it's not like a company I can't share with you. It's like Click for Advisor has been amazing. And just protecting you, making sure our company, after over 17 years, dear God, and we're still kicking, and they're still answering your phone calls. We have a great group of people. They're good at what they do. I hope you'll try them out. 12listen.com. Charlene, good morning. My father and I were always philosophically on opposing sides. We had a wonderful relationship because we chose to love each other. I love stories like that, Charlene. I love stories like that. It reminds me of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Scalia. They had friendship. And he couldn't be more conservative, and she couldn't have been more progressive or liberal. And they found a place where it's like, it's about how we interpret the law. It's not about us as people. It should say something to us. I know the leaders today don't tend to take that position, but that's so what? That's their weakness, not mine, not yours, right? We can do this. If I can do it, you guys, I have kicked people out of my home for saying the wrong political thing. It's terrible. I don't feel good about that. Well, I did feel good about it. Virtue signaling, the hell of that. And then I'm like, you know, what's wrong with me that I can't have a civil discourse? And what's wrong with me that my intellect can't let me talk in a civil tone about, well, I disagree with you. Okay, let's just disagree. And then force me to go do more learning. So, yeah. So Judith, let's see here. When I was 20, I was a participant in a national youth program. Our first group leader was insanely horrible, yet through the absolute lack of leadership skills, our group formed a deep bond. We stayed together through an incredible 9-month journey. We learned about super large country Canada. The English tried to learn French. The French became fluent in English. Lived in a small town, big cities. We worked on endless variety of community projects. Endured the tragic loss of a group member. The learning was profound. The lesson stayed with me. Thank you, Judith. Yeah, no, that's a lovely point. I love that you can share that. I can't believe you can type that, honestly. That's great. You know, Apple just updated all their stuff. So if you have your Apple stuff, they're introducing Apple Intelligence. And so AI is kind of getting in there, you guys. It's kind of coming in. Now, let's look at today's chart, okay? It's the election chart, really, tomorrow. It's going to be a Capricorn moon. So let's talk about that for a second. The moon will tell us kind of like the tone and mood for everybody. We're all going to have a Capricorn moon tomorrow, okay? What's that mean? It's serious. It can be somber. We take off the rose-colored glasses. We look at what the world is. We look at what we need to do. If we need to get down to work, if we need to be okay, Capricorn. So today is Sag. We get to have that optimism and hope. And then tomorrow is realism. So I guess it's going to be like one of those days where if you're going to fret, you're going to fret tomorrow. You might be able to get over it tomorrow. We'll see. But let's look at everything. It's a Scorpio sun. The sun is in Scorpio. It is always during the election cycle, which I love. very serious. If I were going to have something where I didn't want any cheating, I'd do it under a Scorpio cycle. Like, they're going to watch for everything, right? That's fine. That always is during the election year. Always Sun in Scorpio, because that's November 5th. Or whatever, Tuesday. I guess it's Tuesdays are always election days. Okay, Mars just leaving leaving Cancer and entering Leo. Y'all have any Leo people in your life? If you have a Leo rising in your life, Mars is going to be touching that. There's going to be some anger. If you have people with Leo, Mars and Leo, yeah, you know, it's like Mars is like, and in Leo, it's kind of like people get righteous, right? Trump has Mars in Leo. I'm not saying it means anything. He has Mars in Leo. So we might hear the lion roar even louder. Who knows? But if you have, wherever you have Leo, Mars is activating it. It's now fiery. Mars is a fiery planet. Leo is a fire sign. It has to do with our ego. It can have to do with ego. It can have to do with little children, and it can have to do with our hearts, keeping them open, preferably. Venus is in Sag, so there's more fire in the air. Notice we got Venus and Mars and Mercury. Mercury's in Sag, so Venus and Mercury are both in Sag. So there's still that optimism there. There's still that hope. That's part of the fire signs getting a boost that they haven't had in a while. All of you guys getting a boost. Trump is a Gemini. Kamala is a Libra, air signs. So fire does help air signs pretty well. His moon is in Sag. Her moon is in Aries, fire sign moons, both of them. Like, do you see why people don't want to predict this stuff? It's like, we have to try. It's like, what? And Pluto, get this, 29 degrees, 47 minutes of Capricorn. It is ready to drop. For the rest of our lives, never to be seen again in our lifetime, Pluto leaves Capricorn. And I think it's on the 20th of November where it's official. I should sneak forward real quick. I think it's on the 20th. I'm doing this real quick. Ooh. Yep, it's on the, what day is this? It's on the 19th. At 5 p.m. Pacific, Pluto enters 0 degrees Aquarius for the rest of our life. And that's on the 19th. Maybe that's the day we know, like, for real. Because aren't they saying that this election is going to drag out a little bit? Does anybody doubt that? Of course it is. Okay, so that is Pluto entering Aquarius. Now, it's been there already. It gave us a little taste. It did feel so much lighter. I'm sorry. I believe that. It felt so much lighter when Pluto was in Aquarius. But back then, I don't think it was Joe Biden and Trump. We hadn't done the transfer to Kamala yet. Now, let's look at this other stuff that's going on election day. Okay, and I have this chart run for 5 p.m. Mars. Okay, if you think that Pluto's at just a minute away from zero Aquarius and Mars is at zero Leo, its opposite, we have Mars-Pluto opposition happening on election day. It's transformative as hell. Okay, those two planets, now they oppose, now get this, Mars will oppose Pluto every 2.5 years. It's not an enormously rare thing, but just it's rare that it happens on election day. So it's going to be like, if you guys just pop some popcorn and watch it as a drama, you'll have so much more fun. Now, okay, so that's huge, okay? That's huge because it's fun. But get this, Venus is opposing Jupiter. So Mars is opposing Pluto, but Venus is like, ha-ha, we got Jupiter. We're going to have fun. We're going to keep it light. Jupiter is in Gemini. And Trump is a Gemini. But Kamala and Trump is a Sag moon. So that opposition sort of goes along with his sun and moon. Notice, I'm not saying that's a really good thing or a bad thing. I don't know. Because she's an air sign that trines her stuff and trines her moon. Exactly trine. So again, neck and neck, we're seeing a fire sign and two air signs with fire moons, right? Two air signs with fire moons duking this out. It's crazy. Okay, now, what else we got tomorrow that was exciting? There was one more thing. We have, Okay, we did the inner planets, Jupiter and Gemini. Saturn is in Pisces. Saturn is in Pisces now at 12. And you know what? It's kind of interesting. It trines the sun. And that gives strength to what's going on. That gives a nice stability to what's going on. That gives a comfort. If you want it to be comfortable, that really, that's so nice to see some stability. So I think that that sort of says there won't be the unrest. People are thinking like the explosion, the blow up of the world, but I just don't think that's going to happen because we're seeing Saturn trining the sun. Okay. And those guys kind of getting along. That's tomorrow. And then, okay, let's see. Neptune's at 27 Pisces. These all are going to change next year. It's so crazy. I'm going to say that Neptune is really not doing a whole lot to any of the other stuff right now. It is touching Pluto and stuff like that, but I think it is squaring Venus. It will square Venus later as the week goes on, but that those are usually pretty sweet aspects, so I don't think anything dramatic there. And Uranus in Taurus, 25, let me just see. Okay, and Uranus is kind of trining Pluto, so there's some gift to the fact that Pluto, even though it's being opposed by Mars, is got this nice little smooth, like the change is going to be okay. There's a change, like it does feel like there's change coming, but that's what an election is, change coming, right? Okay, got to check on you guys again. Now, Kat is going to have a show after mine, and then she's coming back together with me tomorrow at 9 a.m., for those of you that just tuned in. And also, the week after that, I'm bringing two other guests on to CA show. I'm going to keep it as a surprise till next week, so you can have something to look forward to. Let's see. Keep coming. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I did something wrong. Okay, hold on. What are you doing? There's the comments. I got to switch them to all comments. Thank you. And scroll down. Okay. Gwen says, greetings, happy Mars in Leo. I am over Mars in Cancer, but my stove and pans have never been so clean. I love that, Gwen. I love that. And let me think, what has happened to mine? I got this new thing for baking bread. It's like this dome. It's just a dome. It weighs like an ounce. Now, I've been baking them in a Dutch oven, my sourdough. And it's a special Dutch oven. It's one you buy just for bread. It was horribly expensive. It's a Challenger bread pan. Well, this thing comes out and it's a dome. It's like, so it's just, you put your bread on the baking sheet, because I have a little steel baking sheet, and then you cover it with this 5-ounce metal dome. And it's flawless. And my back doesn't break. So yeah, Mars in Cancer. Thank you, Gwen. That is such a great, I'm so happy you brought that to my attention. Joni, good morning, Mark. So wonderful to listen to you today. Really enjoying your neutral stance. Enjoying your insights as always. Thanks, Joni. Inside, I'm not neutral. I just want to be as much as possible because I want to believe that it's not, that doesn't control my life. And I don't want to give these people power over my life. Not my day-to-day, not my love, not my little boys and me. I want to remember what matters. And let me tell you something. I was so into politics, it was like destroying my life. It's like, no, you all don't get that privilege anymore. So I learned, but I hope, I'm glad you're okay with it, Joni. Judith, congrats, 17 years. Soon you can have a drink. Fran, I am volunteering as a poll worker tomorrow. I will drive absentee ballots all around my city. I'm actually excited. Fran, that is so cool. Okay, you have a good time. You're making such a big difference. That's so cool. I always thought about if I could knock on doors. Like, what do people who knock on doors say? I don't want you knocking at my door. And I think everybody thinks like that, right? But they're like door knockers who are like, no, we just want to talk. And I guess it's all really planned out and blah, blah, blah. But it's interesting. Okay, Karen, happy Monday, Mark. Tuning in late. That new moon brought up some deep crap. Praying for peace this week. Good. We need some peace. Judith is saying that Kamala is a wood dragon. This is a wood dragoneer. I don't have a clue either what that means, but I do know a fire dog like Trump just is not a dragon, and fire is not grounded like wood. Okay, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of people making predictions out there. You can find them. Marky isn't, because I just don't get it. I don't want to. In fact, I was thinking that too. I ain't giving them that much time. And what does it do? It doesn't change anything until the event happens. And then, like, again, 50% right, 50% not. I don't care. I can promise you this. Nobody that wins is going to, my day-to-day is going to stay focused on my day-to-day. I need to figure out how to keep my income good, how to make sure that my family is safe, how to, which means like that we get the bills paid and that we can have a comfortable life. And that to me feels like my responsibility. I want to make sure my dogs don't absorb any crap from me because, you know, every time an animal dies, I hear some spiritual person say, you know, they absorb all the pain of the human that they're with. And it's like, well, shit. Because we did have our first dog die of stomach stuff. He was 10. And then the two cats lived to 17 years old. But, you know, it's hell to watch them. We want to give good lives to our babies, right? And so I don't want to bring that stuff in. And they hear me screaming. They used to hear me screaming in the around other political stuff. But, you know, whatever. So to each their own, right? That's my choice. You guys can be upset. You can fall in love. There are people... I've gotten letters from people hating me for not speaking hate about any of the candidates. And it's sort of like, okay, I get it. But isn't that sort of the projection that goes on? You get to hate me because I'm not believing in you, but that feels fascist-y to me. Let me just have it for a minute. Let me just have my neutrality publicly. If you're in my inner circle, you know me, you know what I want, but that's not, I don't like talking about that either. It's sort of like, let's talk about other things. Even with my inner circle, it feels violating to talk about it. We know what we want. It's easy peasy. We know what we think is a good outcome, but I'm leaving it at that. I really am. Okay. And me saying it is a virtue signal. Look how righteous I am. I'm on the right side because I like this person or that. It's like, oh, stop. So get in, find your neutral voice if you can. Find your non-neutral voice and stand by it. It doesn't matter, but inside. It's not like you have to, you know, I don't wave flags. I don't have bumper stickers on my cars. It's not like, I don't understand it. It's sort of like, I don't know. If I didn't know your political affiliation, would I treat you any different? If I don't know what you're into, it starts with a really common ground. I have been so surprised with my neighbors too. We don't talk. There's no banners out. There's just, it's pretty like, we don't know. And so we just, and it's so fun because we leave the topic alone. We know because we all know at the end of the day, we got to come back to live together. And to support each other. And I don't want that interfering with me. I don't ask people what their religious stuff is. I don't, it's like, go do your thing, you know? And so there is a guy I ran into that he was so sweet and he was really nice. And oh my God, he was just the sweetest man. And he said, we should go to coffee sometime. I go, I know we should. And then I was like, Javi was doing something, barking or something. So I didn't get phone number. We didn't exchange, but I was like, nervous, right? Because you know me, I get nervous when I first meet people. I'm awkward. I'm Mr. Awkward. That's my Saturn in the first. And so he, I go drive by his house later that day, and there's a sign in front that says, what the world needs now. And I was like, wow. And I got the QR code off the front yard sign, like small, cute. And it was a church. And so of course I had to fight all my prejudices. Like, oh God, because then you think about like, should I say my sexuality? Do I bring that up? Or what if it, because you know, then that gives away. Like if somebody has something they believe in spiritually, how much of it is going to get on top of me? I don't know. So, you know, whatever. I haven't run into him since, but I'll always be honest. I think I'll always be just, it's almost like, you know, I don't know, but yeah, crossing that bridge when we come to it. Bottom line, you guys, tomorrow I'm back at 9 a.m. I'm going to have Kat with me. She's really fun if you haven't stayed to hear her show. If you get in the chat room and post a question, she will put her total psychic experience on it and answer. So stay tuned and play. And then she's going to be with me tomorrow, and we'll have some dialogue because I have some things I want to ask her. And if you want me to ask her some things, email me or come into the room tomorrow, this very room that we're in, at Facebook, and I'll answer that. I want you to know that no matter what, we're not going to know anything tomorrow, I don't think. I mean, I really don't. You know, that's how it's just, it, there might be projections, there might be a landslide. So I shouldn't say that. I just thought it's going to drag out no matter what. And so I want you all to know, please hear my voice. I'm with you. I support you. I hope the person you love and you think is going to make the difference in your life wins. I hope that you will also remember that you have a life that is valuable and loving, and you can extend that to the people in your life to make them feel better, because there are going to be a lot of people in the world that aren't feeling very good today or tomorrow. Like we said, 50% of the world is going to be like, ouch. So good luck. I hope that your people, the person you, that makes you feel good, wins. But I also hope you win, in the sense of you remember that this is just our movie. We get to enjoy it, pop some popcorn, and let's talk about it tomorrow. We get to have some more fun. I hope you'll join me. In the meantime, I'm going to say goodbye. I should look one more time in the room. Thank God for the mute button. I had to choke. My throat got really dry. Hang on. I'm going to check on you guys. I'm scrolling to the very bottom. Let's make sure. Lori Love's in the house. She's on after Kat today, by the way. Karen, I say no if people ask for predictive readings on their relationships. We're meant to experience the process. Trying to predict takes away from that. You know, that's a really good point. But we can also say that let's predict what you can do to make yourself, like, to hedge your bets to be the most happy you can be in here. Because it also sort of takes it out of, I'm going to withhold information from you. It puts it in the context of, let's wire this so we can make sure you get the best advantage. Like, they're going to need some time alone. And when they do that, make sure you remind yourself, oh yeah, that's what they told me. They're going to need time. And, remind yourself, it's not you. It's not personal. It's literally, I remember this one story real quick, you guys. John and I lived in our store that we worked out of. A lot of you know the 12th house. And every morning he would come down, and sometimes he is grumpy. Ooh, Lord. One time he was particularly grumpy, and he went back upstairs. He came down, he got some coffee, and went back upstairs. And I looked at the psychic that was with me at the time, who I loved, Catherine. And I said, "What? He hates me. And there's just no question about it. The man hates me." And she pulled cards, right? And she said, "You know what it is?" And I said, "No." She said, "It's, he hasn't had his coffee. It's that simple." I went, "What?" She said, "It's just, he hasn't had his coffee." She goes, "Tomorrow, wait till he has his coffee before you approach him." Because he would always come down late. He always slept in late. Sure enough, the next day he had his coffee. I said, "Hey, how's it going?" He was like, "Fine, have a seat. Come on." I was like, "Oh my God, it was that simple. That simple." So, tips like that change lives. Like, so somebody says, "Who's going to win the election? Who do you think is going to win?" It's like, it's so fun to bring it back to, where are you most insecure? What, how is it going to affect your day to day? Let's see what we need to do to get you feeling okay and connect in, man. Okay. So stay tuned for Lori Love. She's on after Kat. Lori, thanks for being in the room with us. And then after that is Jamie Dawn. And after that is Serena. We have gorgeous lineups on Monday and tomorrow as well. I'll see you tomorrow if you all will come back. It's an hour later than my normal show. It's on Everyday Astrology. I'm hosting with Kat, who is up next, right? All right, you guys. Congratulations on being here with me and for staying sane. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow during the election. All right. See you soon.